to your grace that this can only be done by absolute and complete frankness between us. I'm disposed to help you to the best of my ability, but in order to do so, I must understand to the last details how the matter stands. I realize that your words apply to Mr. Wilder, and that he is not the murderer.
No, the murderer has escaped.
Your Grace is perhaps unaware of my colleague's reputation in the world. Criminals do not slip through his hands so easily.
Reuben Hayes was arrested at Chesterfield on my information at 11 o'clock last night.
Oh, you seem to possess powers that are hardly human. I am glad to hear that Hayes is taken, if it will not react upon the fate of James.
Your secretary?
No, sir. My son.
I confess that this is entirely new to me. I must beg you to be more explicit.
I will conceal nothing from you, Mr. Holmes, however painful it may be to me. When I was a young man, I loved with such a love as comes once in a lifetime. I asked the lady to marry me, but she refused. Refused for my sake, because she thought that such a marriage would prejudice my career. And when my position was assured, it was too late.
I take it that the lady in question is dead.
She left this one child, whom for her sake I have cherished and cared for. I could not acknowledge to the world that I was his father, but I gave him the best of education, and since he came to manhood, I have kept him close to me here.
Did Mr. Wilder know that you were his father?
It was my intention that he should never know. But a little over a year ago, he found out my secret. I need not tell you the power it gave him over me.
And it was this that caused the breakdown of your marriage.
I freely admit it. James conceived a terrible hatred for my legitimate heir.
And yet you continued to keep him here under your roof.
I could see his mother's face in his. For her dear sake, I could not send him away. But I feared that he might do Arthur, Lord Saltire, some mischief. And I sent the boy to Dr. Huxtable's school for his own safety.
How did Mr. Wilder come to be acquainted with that rascally landlord?
James always had a taste for low company. The fellow had been a tenant of mine, and James acted as my agent. He knew that Hayes bore me a grudge, and when he determined to kidnap Lord Saltire, he availed himself of the rogue's services. You have already deduced, I think, Mr. Holmes, how James communicated with Arthur.
By inserting a note into your own letter to him, asking the boy to meet him in the Ragged Shore.
He used the Duchess's name, and in that way got the boy to come. That evening, James cycled over and told Arthur that his mother was longing to see him. She would wait in the wood at midnight, and Arthur would find a man with a pony outside the school. The poor boy believed it all, of course. Hayes had his own horse and led Arthur and the pony off onto the moor.
And the German teacher saw the boy and went after him.
James told me that Hayes struck the poor man down with his stick and that he died of his injuries. Arthur was confined in the upper room at the Fighting Cock. When I first saw you 2 days ago, I had no more idea of the truth than you.
But what did Wilder hope to achieve?
He intended to make a bargain with me. He would restore Arthur if I would break the entail and make it possible for him to inherit all my estates. He knew very well that I would never call in the police. When the news of Heidegger's death reached us, James was so overwhelmed with horror that my worst suspicions, which had never been entirely absent, were instantly confirmed. I accused him, and he confessed. He implored me to keep the whole affair secret for 3 days longer so as to give Hayes a chance of escape.
And you assented?
I yielded, as I have always yielded.
Even though you were exposing your son to further unnecessary danger by leaving him in that vile den for 3 more days?
I was given the most solemn promises.
What are promises to people like that? It was a most unjustifiable act. I will help you, but on one condition only. It is that you ring for the footman and let me give him such orders as I like.
Of course.